I actually started at the end of the mining process because that was what the Texas-based company had planned to show me. This place hums 24/7.
Our plant here makes about 1.4 million tons a year.
Josh Clements walked onto the 20-acre parcel that bumps into a town named New Auburn a little over a year ago as an electrician. Before he knew it,
they hired me to be the plant manager.
Today, the 31-year-old manages 30 workers here, each one a resident of the area, by the way.
They got to have a lot of mechanical skills, be able to lift a lot because our bearings on some of our conveyors are 100 pounds apiece. So you got to be able to drop what's happening and go help somebody fix something.
They operate heavy machinery that dries the sand and then sorts it by size.
The sand goes through the dryer, up that elevator, into that hopper, distributed into four different variable speed feeds. The big blue things that are shaking are Rotexes, and then that screens it out. There's a bunch of different screens in there. Depending on what size it is, comes out them chutes in the bottom, and then just goes up to a silo.
The coveted stuff is then loaded onto rail cars.
We send it to all over the country. Canada, Texas, most of ours goes to Pennsylvania, Colorado, North Dakota.
The company is about to open another plant northwest of here that will pump out almost twice as much. Clements calls it a drop in the industry bucket. He figures there are at least 30 installations within a 30-mile radius. We hop into Clements' truck to see where the process begins, at the mine. We wind past wide farming expanses. He points to hills in the distance.
All these hills where you see the bluffs, that seems to be the best sand. It has a lot of overburden on it where it was protected from the glacier. The glacier kind of, it did help by turning the sand and making it round, but it also mixed in a lot of debris in the sand.
Superior's mining site is a long, bluffed ridge.
600-acre bluff total. I think there's like 6 or 7 farmers that own the bluff, and then they get royalty rights to the sand. Every ton that we take off, we pay them undisclosed amount of money.
Eventually, the company will turn what used to be bluffy into a wooded area or land to be farmed.
It's up to the farmer or landowner on what they want done. We have to put money aside per acre for the reclamation plan.
It will be years before the process is complete. So far, Superior has worked up about 30 acres worth. It expects to be extracting sand here for 30 years. Within minutes, a battalion of earth movers and dump trucks come into view. Clements explains that they chop the top off of the bluffs to reach what he calls the good stuff.
Usually they'll dig down like you can see there. It looks like they need to take about 8 more feet off that, just judging by the shade of the sand. That looks like dirty sand. And you can see the truck coming on the bottom here. They're starting to get into the good sand right there.
Huge shovels begin burrowing into the sides of the abridged ridge and drop loads of sand into trucks. They carry it to the wet plant, where the material moves through conveyors and machines that shake and break it up. That's where the water comes in.
Drops down into that red tank in the bottom, then mixes with water and it becomes a slurry. And then you can see that big black pipes over there. It pumps all the way down to the other end of the plant.
Clement says the heartbeat of the operation resides within an unassuming elevated trailer.
He runs the whole plant right there, Robbie.
Really?
Yeah. He steers at a little computer screen and he runs both ends of the plant.
When Robbie gives the okay, truck drivers queue up to transfer the sand, one heavy load at a time. Clement says 15 trucks cruise back and forth 8 hours a day, except Sundays.
And the little roads, town roads, we redo them since we have so many an abundance of truck traffic on it. We redo the roads for the town of New Auburn there. We just redid that road and paid for it.
The company's attention to local roads does not assuage every concern. There are water worries. Clement says Superior recycles 80% of the water it uses, yet needed to dig a high-capacity well as a backup. It can pump 750 gallons a minute. Other residents worry that a component of the washing process could make its way into neighboring rivers or wells. Superior uses a chemical additive called flocculants to bind the leftovers.
Same stuff they use in water treatment plants. It's basically attaches to the solids and sinks it.
Then some people have their eyes on the sky, wondering if bits of airborne silica could penetrate their lungs. Clement says he attempts to appease fears by showing up at town meetings.
I go there and I try and explain things, give them the open picture. A lot of them don't even want to listen to you. They just want to
argue. So I just try and feed them what we can produce and that we're not harming anything. And hopefully it'll, even if I can change one person's mind, it'll help.
It could be an uphill battle. A year ago, before Clements became plant manager, Superior Silica Sands was slapped with a $4,000 fine for spilling wash water that made its way into a nearby trout stream. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.